You're listening to SBS News.
It's an emotional plea for help to return to her Queensland home.
I want to thank everybody for their love and good wish. We hope Taranika can get the help she needs now. Please help us to get her out of detention and home to Biloela.
That video message was released by the Tamil mother of the Biloela family, Priya Murugappan, from Perth Children's Hospital. That's where her daughter Taranika is being treated for a serious blood infection. Family friend and Biloela local Angela Frederick says the source of the blood infection has been discovered, but she's still concerned for the little girl's well-being.
This is just another example as to why detention is not an appropriate place for children. So much evidence keeps coming forward at the detriment to these little girls' lives. And so I would hope that the government would look at all those facts and all these details, not to mention, you know, petitions from the Australian Medical Association, you know, with their support, that this family should not still be detained.
Perth doctors have diagnosed Taranika with a blood infection which has been linked to untreated pneumonia. The family has been on Christmas Island since August 2019 when an urgent court injunction blocked their deportation to Sri Lanka. Federal Labor is now renewing calls for the government to resettle the Tamil asylum seeker family. Ms. Frederick says that both Priya and her husband Nadez want people to know what's going on.
These two parents have fought so hard the last few days to get their daughter proper treatment, and it's just an absolute travesty that parents were stopped from essentially seeking the health support they needed for their child. Our government and the International Medical and Health Service, which services detention facilities, do actually have some questions that need to be answered.
Taranika is the youngest person in Australia's immigration detention system and one of only two children, the other being her five-year-old sister. Another family friend, Bronwyn Dendall, says that the government needs to take action quickly.
This, the latest of a long line of tragedies for this family, is just heartbreaking for those of us back here in Biloela. We want this family back home where they belong in Biloela, and it's frustrating to us that the government continues to shirk their responsibilities here and just let them come home.
But the government isn't backing down in its attempts to remove them from Australia or temporarily release them from detention back into the community. Prime Minister Scott Morrison indicated that no decision would be made on the family's release because of court proceedings.
This is a matter that is going through the court's process that they've initiated, and there are some present medical issues involving the family, and they will continue to receive every medical care, and that care and where they are treated will continue to be determined by doctors, by the medical professionals who advise us on these matters.
Cabinet members, including Karen Andrews, are also refusing to use ministerial discretion to release the family.
We are going through the process now of investigating a range of resettlement options in relation to a number of different circumstances here in Australia. I can't make public commentary on that at the moment because I don't want to disrupt those negotiations.
New Zealand has a long-standing offer to Australia to resettle up to 150 refugees, but successive governments have rebuffed this. Australia also struck a deal with the previous Obama administration to resettle up to 1,250 refugees in offshore detention, but those places are almost filled. The opposition Labor's Home Affairs Minister, Christina Keneally, is calling for the family's immediate release.
This sad, sorry saga, this expensive saga can end today. It can end today with the Minister for Home Affairs, Karen Andrews, taking the humane, respectful, common sense decision to allow this family to come home to Biloela, to the community in regional Queensland that loves them and wants them back.
In a statement, Australian Border Force told SBS News that it rejects any allegations of inaction or mistreatment of individuals in its care. Peaceful candlelight vigils are being organised around the country in support of Tanika. A vigil will be held on Wednesday outside Perth Children's Hospital, and on Thursday another vigil will be held at Sydney Town Hall. But Tanika is likely to spend her fourth birthday on Saturday in hospital, separated from her father and sister. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.